factor for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Deborah Valentine with your news, sports, business, traffic, and weather. Here's everything you need to know.
The top five at five.
The president travels to Buffalo, New York today to meet with families of victims of Saturday's mass shooting, which is being investigated as a hate crime. Abbott will be allowed to restart manufacturing of baby formula under strict regulations. However, it could be up to 2 months before products hit store shelves. Russia has again threatened nuclear action. That in response to Finland and Sweden's announcements they're joining NATO. The creator of the now defunct cryptocurrencies Terra USD and Luna under investigation after Enterprise collapsed, leaving the cryptocurrencies virtually worthless. An 11-year-old girl struck and killed by gunfire in the Bronx, an innocent victim in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's the latest in a series of shootings, injuring and killing young people in New York City. President Joe Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York today. It's to meet with the families of victims of Saturday's mass shooting, being investigated now as a hate crime. 10 people were killed, 3 hurt, after 18-year-old suspect Peyton Gendron opened fire at a grocery store. Here's President Biden on Sunday.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never, ever waver.
Gendron has been arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the shooting's being investigated as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the 13 people shot were black. In November of 2021, Biden was criticized for not traveling to Waukesha, Wisconsin, after a man drove into a crowd during a Christmas parade, killing 6 people and injuring a total of 61 people. Production of baby formula will restart. U.S. officials on Monday reached an agreement to allow Abbott to restart its largest domestic factory. However, it could be up to 2 months before more product hits store shelves. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra on the Hill.
We're working with them to make sure that they address all the concerns that we raised to them about safety. But it should be done in a matter of weeks. We're working with Abbott. We hope that they're able to then deliver by coming back online.
Under the agreement, Abbott must work with outside experts to upgrade its standards and reduce bacterial contamination at its Sturgis, Michigan facility. The FDA has been investigating since early this year. Abbott's voluntary recall was triggered by 4 illnesses and 2 infant deaths related to powdered formula from its plant. The agreement was filed in court by the U.S. Department of Justice on behalf of the FDA. It must be reviewed by a federal judge. Russia has again threatened a nuclear weapons deployment, that it will be their only option, they say, left in response to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. Dmitry Kiselyov made the statement on Russia's state-owned Russia One, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has confirmed Turkey's opposition to NATO membership for both Finland and Sweden. On Monday, Erdogan shot down a proposal by the Nordic countries to send delegations to Ankara to address the matter. He said both countries are harboring terrorists, referring to Sweden's 2019 decision to suspend arms sales to Turkey over its military operation in neighboring Syria. Here's Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu.
They need to stop supporting terrorist organizations. The defense industry restriction or the prohibitions on export permits imposed to an ally such as Turkey should definitely be lifted. I'm not saying this is a bargaining chip. I'm saying it is a requirement of alliance.
Finland's parliament is expected to ratify the country's request to become a NATO member today, with Sweden due to quickly follow suit. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that the applications will be fast-tracked, but Russia has threatened retaliations if the two countries go ahead with their request to join NATO. Do Kwon, the creator of now-defunct cryptocurrencies Terra USD and Luna, is now the subject of criticism and investigation. That after the failure of his enterprise sparked a significant market-wide catastrophe this week. He's been uncharacteristically silent over the past few days as the cryptocurrency tanks. In the past, he's been optimistic about crypto.
We want to get to a state where the most decentralized form of money is the most trusted. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're maybe about a good chunk of the way there, but I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we should be able to get to a state where that's possible.
Juan, there, Terra's native Luna asset was valued at $120 at the beginning of April. It plummeted drastically this week and was trading at approximately 0.3 cents. Juan broke his social media silence early on Friday evening with 3 tweets concerning the demise of the Luna token and its related stablecoin UST. A few hours after proposing a Terra ecosystem revitalization plan, Juan returned to Twitter for the first time in 2 days to express regret over the way events have transpired. At the wrong place, at the wrong time, an 11-year-old girl is dead, killed Monday after being caught in the crossfire of a shooting in the Bronx. Shots rang out at Westchester Avenue and Fox Street as 2 men drove by on a moped and opened fire. Police say the gunmen were targeting a group of men standing on the corner, not the girl. Attending a New York City vigil for those killed in the Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting, New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke about the Bronx shooting.
I was late getting here tonight because I was at Lincoln Hospital with the parents of young Kiara, 11-year-old baby. Kiara was the victim of a drive-by shooting, and I went to the hospital and I prayed with them. The doctors stated that they were going to work on her throughout the night. My staff had just leaned over to me and said that we lost her.
An investigation is ongoing. So far, no arrests. Your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Sunny skies today, our high 71, light winds to 18 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight, the lows 55. Another sunny day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies tomorrow. The high again 71. Right now, 57 clear skies here in the Big Apple. Deborah Valentine with your 77 WABC Early News. Buffalo's police commissioner, Joseph Grimaglia, said Monday that mass shooting suspect Peyton Gendron, had he not been stopped, would have continued looking for more black people to kill, according to ABC News. Grimaglia said Gendron had plans to possibly go to another store or other location.
We will not tolerate this. We will stand tall against it. We will rebound against it. We will show how strong we are. And all the members of our police department, the sheriff's department, the FBI, the state police, will continue to fight hate on a daily basis.
The development comes as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are preparing to travel to Buffalo, New York today, as we mentioned earlier. Meanwhile, harrowing radio calls captured the chaos that unfolded at the Tops supermarket in Buffalo. A police officer told a dispatcher, send as many units as you can.
I just informed 9-11 Lieutenant what was going on here. Duty officer is on the way. Officers that's over here on scene, we're going to have to take off this area. And also I notified 9-11 to contact homicide. We have bodies down here.
Gendron was arrested at the Tops Market. He is charged with first-degree murder and was ordered held without bail after pleading not guilty on Saturday. He's due back in court on Thursday of this week. A motive has been revealed in the killing of one and injuring of 5 at a church in Laguna Woods, California on Sunday. Authorities say the suspect, 68-year-old David Chow of Las Vegas, a Chinese immigrant, was motivated by hate for Taiwanese people. The shooter killed 52-year-old Dr. John Cheng and wounded 5 others during a lunch held by Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church at the Laguna Woods location. Here's Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes.
It is known that Dr. Cheng charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody. Without the actions of Dr. Cheng, it is no doubt that there will be numerous additional victims in this crime.
The suspect, Chow, has been booked on 1 count of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. He is held in lieu of $1 million bail. Chow is expected to appear in state court today. A federal hate crimes investigation is also ongoing. China claims Taiwan is part of its national territory and has not ruled out force to bring the island under its rule. Well, the head of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which shut down the Abbott Nutrition factory in Michigan that manufactures baby formula, is blaming the shortage on a distribution problem and also insists that baby formula is available. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf on NBC's Today Show.
Of course, and we're very concerned about this. I'm a grandparent of 6 grandkids. I have one who's in the formula age. I know how important this is to parents, and the entire FDA staff is entirely focused on this. But it's also, I think, Representative DeLauro got it right when she said we have to move as fast as possible, but we also have to be safe.
The Biden administration is facing criticism for its response to the baby formula crisis. The president told reporters on Friday that authorities could only have dealt with the situation more effectively if we'd been better mind readers, I guess. Califf said the FDA is moving to make baby formula meant for overseas markets available in the United States over the next few weeks. Currently, only 9 people are assigned to address baby formula within the entire FDA, a situation Califf wants to quickly rectify. White House financial disclosures reveal President Joe Biden has been able to ride out the recent tumble in the stock market because much of his wealth is socked away in traditional bank accounts, meaning he also missed out on the gains of 2021. The White House released the information Friday afternoon as Biden headed back to his home state of Delaware for the weekend. President Biden continues to blame Republicans for the state of the economy.
The fact is, congressional Republicans, not all of them, but the mega Republicans are counting on you to be as frustrated by the pace of progress, which they have everything, they've done everything they can to slow down, that you're going to will hand power over to them and enact so they can enact their extreme agenda.
Biden disclosed holdings in only broad ranges as required. The disclosures reveal he has $700,000 to $1.8 million in 6 bank accounts. His holdings in mutual funds range between $150,000 and $500,000. Well, the trial for Michael Sussman, attorney Michael Sussman, getting underway in Washington, D.C. Special counsel John Durham began the investigation into Sussman 3 years ago. Sussman's law firm represented Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. He is accused of lying to the FBI related to efforts to dig up dirt on Clinton rival Donald Trump related to the Alpha Bank in Russia. Such claims were debunked by the feds. Here's former President Trump during his interview with 60 Minutes back in 2020.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
At the heart of the charge against Sussman is his alleged representation. He had brought information to investigators on his own, not on behalf of any legal client. Well, Ukrainian troops have reached the Russian border successfully, pushing Russian forces out of Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv. It's another setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin as his invasion falters. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg predicted that Ukraine can win the war, having turned back offenses on Kiev, Kharkiv, and stalled the main advance in the eastern Donbas region. Here's Stoltenberg last month.
We have seen no indication that President Putin has changed his ambition to control the whole of Ukraine and also to rewrite the international order. So we need to be prepared for a long haul.
Ukrainian forces say one third of Russia's military has been killed during the conflict, which began February 24th. 77 WABC time check, 5:15. Luke Lograno here for Justin Eliquid Sports.
Good morning, Deb. Hi, everyone. Luke Lograno here with your early news sports update. It was a slow day in the sports world with Major League Baseball having the day to themselves. Only one local team in action with the Yankees taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Luis Severino had another stellar outing, but the story of the night was Jose Trevino, who hit his first home run as a Yankee.
That one's driven into right field and deep, and that ball is...
That's Michael Kay on the call. Trevino hits the first home run by a catcher this season for the Yankees. They win the game 6-2 to improve to 26-9 on the season and will play the Orioles again at 7:05 tonight. The Mets postponed their game against the Cardinals last night due to inclement weather. They'll play 2 today with game 1 beginning at 3:10 this afternoon and game 2 kicking off at 6:40 tonight. Trevor Williams is expected to take the mound this afternoon for the Blue and Orange and Taijuan Walker will do the honors for game 2. The NBA and NHL playoffs both resume tonight. On the hardwood, the Boston Celtics will head down to South Beach to play the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And on the ice, the Battle of Florida will start Round 2 with the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Florida Panthers. And that will be followed by the St. Louis Blues heading into Colorado for their first game against the Avalanche. The Rangers will be back tomorrow when they go into Carolina to start their series with the Hurricanes. That's your 77 WABC Sports Update. For more sports content, follow 77 WABC Sports on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Luke Legrano.
Thanks, Luke. And looking at your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Nice day. Sunny skies after yesterday's rain. Today's high is 71, winds light. 11 to 18 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies overnight. The low 55 and a mostly sunny day tomorrow. The high again 71. Right now 57. Clear skies here in the Big Apple. And let's head over to Frank Morano with your business report.
I'm Frank Morano with your business report. A mixed day for stocks yesterday with the Dow Jones up 26 points, the NASDAQ down 142 points, and the S&P down 15 points. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has used the market slump as an opportunity to increase spending on stocks, deploying tens of billions of dollars the past couple of months after ending 2021 with a near-record cash pile. According to a regulatory filing, the Omaha-based company bought over 901,000 shares of Occidental Petroleum Corp. last week. The move makes Occidental, in which Berkshire began buying shares in late February, one of its 10 biggest holdings. McDonald's has announced it is selling all of its Russian branches in response to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The fast food giant, which first opened in Russia 30 years ago as the Soviet Union crumbled, has 847 stores in the country, employing about 62,000 people. McDonald's first closed its stores in March following international outcry at Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The New York Post has learned that Microsoft is quietly doubling down on its controversial presence in China as it hires staff for a major real estate project that the company is advertising to locals as revolutionary. Job postings spotted by the Post show the tech giant is looking to hire staffers to join a big global team that's focused on helping people find their dream house. Despite the ambitious promises to Chinese job seekers, Microsoft has not published any press releases about their new real estate ambitions. I'm Frank Morano with your business report on 77 WABC. I'll be back at 1 a.m. on the other side of midnight.
All right, thanks, Frank. Looking at futures, the Dow's up 351 points at 32,510. S&P 500 up 60.5 points. The NASDAQ has climbed 256.5 points. Gold's up $13 an ounce at $1,826. Crude oil up 39 cents a barrel at $114.59.
It's the WABC Early News.
77 WABC time check coming up on 521. Deborah Valentine with your 77 WABC Early News. New York City is expected to enter the high COVID-19 alert level in the coming days. Health officials are strongly recommending wearing masks in public indoor settings. The city currently in the medium alert level, but that is expected to change as cases increase. However, New Yorkers tell Fox 5 that most people won't be convinced to mask up.
They'll hear it, but they don't care.
If you've got the shots plus the booster, why are you wearing the mask?
Oh, even on the subways, I don't see very many, and at a lot of stores, I don't see too many.
You got to do what you got to do. If it's our best interest, then we got to follow along with the program.
The New York City Health Department issued an advisory on Monday. It urges all residents to use high-quality masks such as KN95, KF94, and N95 when indoors and in a public setting. The advisory notes particular importance for people who are at high risk of severe illness and even death, namely those who are 65 or who are unvaccinated, 65 or older. Officials say the impact of COVID-19 transmission is higher in settings with a high number of unvaccinated people.
Four rounds. 3360.
Yeah.
Four people shot in three separate incidents in Manhattan Sunday night, leaving one dead and another critical. Shooting incidents in the lower part of Manhattan are now at a 25-year high. The first shooting happened in the East Village at 3rd Street and Avenue G about 11:15 p.m. Sunday. A 39-year-old Bronx man identified as Brandon Atkinson was found with a gunshot wound to his head and pronounced dead at Bellevue. About an hour later, at the LaGuardia houses on the Lower East Side, a car pulled up to a curb and opened fire on a group of people standing outside. Two young men, 19 and 22, were shot in the leg and arm, respectively, both in stable condition at last reported Bellevue. Then around 5 a.m. on Monday, a 24-year-old man was shot in his chest at 47th Street and 10th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen. Police say he took himself to Mount Sinai West, where he is listed in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. Year-to-date, through May 8th, shooting incidents in the NYPD's Patrol Borough, Manhattan South, that's the area from 66th Street South to the Battery, are up 31% over last year. A vigil in Harlem on Monday night for victims of the mass killing in Buffalo, New York. The event at the Bethel Gospel Assembly Church in Harlem was led by New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We must deal with this terrorist act that happened in Buffalo that took 10 innocent people merely because of their ethnicity, merely because of who they were.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul Monday said it's time to take a closer look at where the racial hate speech is coming from. Speech, she said, which has not been called out enough, in my opinion, by elected leaders across this nation. Police have stepped up security at predominantly black houses of worship. The NYPD says there is no active specific threat, but deployments have been ordered out of an abundance of caution. Redrawn congressional maps ordered because a judge found Democrats gerrymandered new maps means Manhattan Representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney, both congressional stalwarts for a generation, will face each other in the Democratic primary this summer. The redrawn maps put the two in the same district. Former U.S. Representative John Faso spoke about the two on Cats at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Katsimatidis.
Whether or not a Democrat or Republican wins these congressional districts, frankly, it's going to be up to the quality of the candidates and the determination of the people in these districts. But this is a much better situation than what the Albany Democrats had given us.
Nadler has been in Congress since 1992 and currently represents the 10th District. Maloney has served since 1993 and is the incumbent in the 12th District. The state's congressional primary is expected August 23rd. It was postponed after that judge threw out maps by a redistricting commission and assigned the task to a special master. A draft of that special master's maps was released on Monday. Sunday's death of a 9-year-old Brooklyn girl has been ruled a homicide by New York City's medical examiner. Police say the girl, Shalom Gafaro, was found dead in her home in Crown Heights from multiple blunt force trauma. Family friend of Flora Wilson on NBC New York.
The kids is well-mannered, shy kids and stuff. They will say hi. They go to a private school down the block. They're well-mannered. They're well-taken care of, love, unconditional. But I understand sometimes mother duty is kind of hard and stuff, but you still can ask for help.
Police said the girl's mother called 911. The mother was brought in for questioning by the NYPD, but so far has not been charged. Police say they would wait for the medical examiner's report before moving their investigation forward. The Administration for Children's Protective Services says it is investigating. An investigation has been launched into why a Bronx mother waited for over 12 hours for help to arrive after her ex-boyfriend reportedly broke into her apartment and slashed her with a liquor bottle. This woman's ex, Manuel Rivera, is on the run as of this morning, months following this February 18th attack. This woman, Jennifer Bieg, says she called 911 at 9:05 p.m., however, help did not arrive to her Teller Avenue and East 166th Street apartment until 9:27 a.m. the following morning. Vega was taken to the Bronx Care Health System Hospital for treatment. The NYPD says it has launched an internal review into that long delay. According to Vega, her ex entered her apartment through a window. Your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Sunny day today, our high up to 71. Light winds, 11 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low down to 55. And another sunny day tomorrow with a high again 71. Right now, 57 degrees, clear skies here in the Big Apple. A House Intelligence Subcommittee today holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in half a century. As evidence builds on these sightings, that raises more questions than answers. The hearing on what the U.S. government officially calls Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, starts at 9 a.m. It comes after years of unexplained sightings, primarily by U.S. military personnel, of flying objects, which often had no discernible propulsion systems and unusual movement patterns. Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security Ronald Moultrie and Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray will testify at today's hearing, but it's not clear just how much they will be willing or able to share in the public forum.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Talk Radio 77 WABC.